سخنران امشب جلسه تهران ای که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، خانم پراگنیا با هوشیاری 37 سال از کشور انگلیس می باشند و مترجمشون هم خانم ارمغان فکر میکنم. جلسه در اختیار شماست خانم ارمغان، بفرمایید.
Hello, good evening, dear Pragnaya. How are you? This is Megan.
Hi, Megan. Can you see me? Oh, hi, I can see you very well. Good. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm very well.
Yeah, welcome to our group, and I'm ready to and have this honor to be your translator. And
thank you. Okay, thank you. Shall I start?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Hello to Tehran AA. My name is Pragnia, and I'm an alcoholic, and I'm calling in from Bristol in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Salam be hamdi. Salam be guru Tehran AA. Man Pragnia hastam az Bristol, English. Sohbat mikonam va Pragnia alkoholi hastam. Okay.
Okay, good. So I'm supposed to be sharing on step 12, and step 12 says, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Over.
Okay. میگن که خب قراره امروز راجع به قدم 12 صحبت کنم که میگه که ما بعد از کار کردن قدم های گذشته، یعنی قبل از این قدم، به بیداری روحانی رسیدیم و این پیام رو به الکلی های دیگه رسوندیم و این اصول را در تمام موارد زندگی خودمون به کار می‌بریم. Okay,
so the way I look at step 12 is I know that I wouldn't have had this idea that somehow I was able to do things and manage difficulties in my life almost without, you know, in a way that I wouldn't have been able to do by myself. Over.
Okay, thank you. میگن جوری که من به این قدم نگاه میکنم اینه که من نمیتونستم که زندگی خودم رو اداره بکنم و نمیتونستم که سختی ها و مشکلاتی که تو زندگی بود رو بتونم مدیریت بکنم و کاریش بکنم. Okay.
So and so as a result of I'll go back to the steps in a minute, but I just wanted to say that, you know, being able to think things through difficulties and act in a good, proper, spiritual way. All these things, I know there's absolutely no way I would have been able to do these things by myself. So it has brought me to a state where I enjoy my life. It is the joy of living. I think that step 12 is about the joy of living. Over.
Okay, thank you. میگن که خب بذار یک چند ثانیه برگردم به قدم ها و دوباره تاکید کردم راجع به این که من به شخصه نمیتونستم زندگیمو و مشکلاتم رو به شخصه به تنهایی و با اراده خودم حل کنم و از پسشون بر بیام. بنابراین در واقع من این شکلی درک کردم که یک نیروی کمکی، یعنی کمک گرفتن از قدم های قبلی تا به اینجا برسن، تا به قدم 12 برسن و از زندگیشون در واقع بتونن لذت دارن. یعنی اینکه تو قدم 12 میگن خب الان من دیدم من میتونم که از زندگیم بهره مند بشم و از زندگیم لذت ببرم، اشتیاق به زندگیم داشته باشم. Okay,
so I suppose I mean I have to start at step one, really, because unless and until I had admitted that I was in big serious trouble with drinking and that I really was an alcoholic, there was absolutely, and therefore I needed to stop drinking. So it was admitting that I was powerless over alcohol and that my life was unmanageable. So that's really where I started. And that particular thing, that the idea that my life was unmanageable, yes, of course it was unmanageable because I was, you know, by myself, my child had been taken away, my father was in this country, in the UK, thinking, my God, what has happened to this daughter of mine, you know? She's drinking, she's acting funny, what's wrong? So that's where I was with step one. Thank you.
Okay. خب برگردم به قدم یک و اقرار من به این که من ناتوان بودم در مقابل الکل و من زندگیم غیر قابل اداره شده بود. من اداره نسبت به امور زندگی اصلا نداشتم. فرزند من از من گرفته شده بود به خاطر رفتارهای ناهنجار من. پدر من فقط نگاه میکرد و میگفت این چه رفتارهای مسخره و در واقع خارج از عرف و بیمارگونه ایه که من داشتم انجام میدادم و زندگی به طور کلی پاشیده بودش. خب بله، من معلومه که اقرار میکنم که در قدم یک من عاجز بودم و میدونستم که باید الکل رو کنار بذارم و زندگیم غیر قابل اداره است و اقرار میکنم به همین و اقرار کردم به همین. اوکی؟
اوکی. So through that that kind of what I can only regard it as that feeling that only an alcoholic knows, that feeling, that utter loneliness, that feeling that actually no one in this whole wide world knows exactly how I'm feeling and nobody really cares about me. That type of rock bottom is where I was at, and in a weird sort of way I think I needed to get to that place which I call the rock bottom, which the book calls the rock bottom, in order to really understand that, you know, if I was going to live I had to stop drinking. So that's a weird paradox. I had to get down to my rock bottom in order to come back up. Thank you.
من رسیده بودم به ته بطری. این یک اصطلاحه، من تازگی اینو متوجه شدم. اولش گفتم من رسیدم به ته صخره، نمیدونم چرا رسیدم به ته بطری و به کف کف رسیده بودم و فکر میکردم که چاره ای ندارم غیر از این که بیام بالا، وگرنه من میمردم اگه قرار بود که الکل رو ادامه بدم. این یک پارادوکس و یک تضادیه که درسته که من در باید به اون کف میرسیدم تا بتونم اصلا بیام بالا، در غیر این صورت قطعا له میشدم زیر اون بطری که حالا تو عکسش اون کتاب هستش که خودشون دارن. اوکی،
thank you. Okay, thank you. So there I am, attending my first meeting, thinking, okay, well, you know, I don't know what's happening, but I had better stick with AA. I mean, my head was mad. I was insane. But somebody told me, Pragya, just keep coming back to meetings. Just keep getting there. It doesn't matter that you don't understand what is happening, because when you are at a meeting, you are not drinking, and when you're at a meeting, hopefully you are assimilating good, powerful spiritual thoughts and speeches and talks that people are saying and sharing, you know? And so keep coming back. That was my step two. So I can be restored to sanity.
Okay. خب من بعد پیش خودم گفتم خب بس من مجبورم بچستم به AA دیگه، بهتره که همینطوری بچستم به AA. و من چون دیوانه بودم، چون کارهای دیوانه بازی انجام میدادم و زندگی دیوانه واری داشتم و یه نفر به من گفتش که پراگنیا تو بیا به جلسات، برای که حداقل اتفاقی که میفته اینه که تو پاک میمونی. و مشروب نمیری بخوری. بعدش کم کم حرفای بچه ها رو میشنوی توی جلسات که طرز فکر تو عوض میکنه و طرز فکر تو خوب میکنه، یعنی در واقع به در واقع به قدم تو و سلامت عقل نزدیک میکنه. و به هر حال من این شکلی تونستم خودم رو در واقع برسونم به قسمت قدم دو. اوکی؟
Okay, so thank you, Megan. So that's really, I suppose you could argue that the miracle started to happen, and I began to understand what they were talking about. And I thought, oh, what's this? This is step one, step two, and then step three. And they said, okay, well, you know, you can't do much about your life, but what you can do is you can do the next right thing. And then you can hand over what you can't manage to the meeting, to your higher power. In my case, it was the meeting because I had a real problem, you know, with God and higher power and this and that. So I thought, okay, keep it simple, go to a meeting, can't do this, hand over to the meeting. And I felt better.
Okay.
Thank you.
اوکی. دو تا جمله قبلی که راجع به ته بطری گفته بودن، این قسمتشون انقدر درک عمیقی، یعنی لذت بردن خودم که یادم واسم بگم. گفتن که من احساسی داشتم که فقط سلول‌ها، احساس سلولی منو فقط یک الکلی میتونه درک بکنه، چون که من بقیه بگیم ما نمیفهمن. و من اون احساس ته بطری بودن و با تمام بود سلول هم احساس کردم و این رو فقط که الکل اینطور بفهم. این مال جمله قبلی. This one I missed that for the two last sentences. Okay. این یکی.
Okay.
میگه که خب من معجزه اتفاق افتاد. من نمیفهمیدم اصلا تو جلسات چی میگن. چی میگن اینو قدم یک دو اصلا چی میگن؟ چه ربطی به هم داره؟ و من متوجه نمیشدم. اما کم کم به من گفتن که آسون بگیر و کم کم قدماتو قدم درست بردار و هر کدوم از این قدمای درستو که برمیداری یه دونه یه دونه بردار و به بعدیش میرسی و به، یعنی در واقع تیکه تیکه که درست تو میای جلو. و کم کم من معجزه اتفاق افتاد و کم کم من شروع کردم به درک کردن و فهمیدن، یعنی انگار یه چیزای دستگیرم شد توی جلسات. اوکی؟
Okay, thank you. So what I suppose what I'm trying to paint a picture of is this person, namely myself, attending meetings, 90 meetings in 90 days, they said to me. And okay, I thought, all right, I'll give it 3 months, 90 meetings in 90 days. And by the time 3 months were over, I knew a lot of people. I got to know many, many, many people. I joined a group. I started to do some service in the group. I started to be the greeter. I started to act as if I was feeling better. And funnily enough, I started to feel better. Sometimes, you know, acting as if gets me into the mind, the mindset that I can make a change, you know. And so as I started to feel better about me, about my life, about what I was trying to do, stopping drinking is not a joke. It's very, very hard to do, a day at a time. And I started to feel good about myself. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. میگن که خب به من گفتن 90 روز و 90 جلسه بیاد. بعد من توی 90 روز و 90 جلسه خب کم کم به من یه خدمت های کوچیک دادن، همین خزانه دار، منشی، نشریات و خدمت های کوچیک دادن و من کم کم به خودم شروع کردم حال بهتری نسبت به خودم داشتم. متوقف کردن نوشیدن الکل اصلا جوک نیست، اصلا خنده دار نیست، بسیار سخته و بسیار کار بزرگیه در واقع. و من روز به روز و هر روز بر طبق برنامه که حالا یاد گرفتم این به روزهای ننوشیدن الکل هم هی اضافه کردم. اوکی؟
Okay, so yeah, so that's, I mean, and so we're not talking about many miracles. I think life is full of miracles, and I think that AA has given me the opportunity to grasp these opportunities that come my way. But before I could grasp anything, I had to stop drinking. So physical sobriety is number one. Number two was this idea that alcoholism is a mental illness, and I had a real problem with accepting that it was a mental illness. I really, really thought it was all about a good person or a bad person, you know, that there was nothing wrong with my brain. But the minute I accepted that I could change the way I thought by acting, by doing action, I think that's when I started to appreciate what the program of AA was all about. Thank you.
I love this part. Thank you. Yeah, I love this part. It was great. Okay. میگن که خب میگن که من زندگی کلن طور از معجزه است و AA فرصتی برای رشد، فرصتی برای در واقع زندگی خوب داشتن. بعد میگن که اول بعد میپذیرفتم به خاطر که بتونم معجزات زندگی رو تو ظرف زندگی، تو ظرف وجودم بریزم، اول بعد پاک میشدم و هوشیار میشدم و مشروب نمیخوردم. بعد به لحاظ فیزیکی، من به لحاظ فیزیکی از من تمیز میشدم. بعد قبول میکردم که زندگی، بیماری من یک بیماری ذهنی و فکریه و این بیماری من یک مشکل جدیه، اصلا یه چیز همینطوری نیستش و این نیستش که من آدم خوبی هستم یا آدم بدی هستم، اصلا اینطوری نیست، ولی من باید با عمل کردها فکرم رو عوض میکردم، چون لونه این مریضیه توی فکر من بود، لونه این بیماریه توی ذهن من بود. پس من باید عمل کردم و جوری میکردم که این فکره و این ذهنه تغییر پیدا کنه. اوکی؟ I love that.
Okay. Yes, thank you. The journey began, really. There were two things that were facing me. One was, as I explained, about the mental illness thing. The second problem was how do I change that way of thinking? And the third was, you know, I'm a person and I think I identify with a lot of alcoholics who feel the same as I do, which is that I feel too much. So when I get angry, I am very angry. When I'm disappointed, I could cry my eyes out, and I have done so. When I'm feeling, oh, I'm better than you, I really am better than you. You know, this feeling, it's all, everything is too much. So I needed to look at both these things. But the most important thing was I blamed other people for the way I was. I had to stop the blame game completely, and that's where step four came in. Thank you.
چجوری باید عوض میکردم اصلا طرز فکرم رو؟ خب من یه کاری میکردم واسه که من نمیدونستم از چی کار بکنم. خیلی توجه کردم و متوجه اشتراکم با بقیه بچه های انجمن شدم در این مورد که ما همه چی زیادی داریم. یعنی من اگه عصبانی می شدم یه بود یک عالم عصبانی می شدم، اگر غمگین می شدم کلن چشم بستم و به قهر وجودم می رفتم. هر اتفاق احساسی برای من، هر چی که فکر می کردم برای من، بیش از آدم های دیگه بودش. و من اولین چیزی که به عنوان عمل کرد متوجه شدم که باید انجام بدم این بود که دست از مقصر دونستن دیگران و انتقاد از دیگران بردارم و این یهو منو در قدم چهار برام، این محبتی در قدم چهار بود برام. اوکی
and of course all this takes time, so one of the most important qualities I've had to cultivate is the quality of patience whilst all this was going on. So we're now talking about maybe a couple of years down the line. My child is getting older. You know, you remember I said earlier that she was removed from me. I had been taken to court and as an unfit mother. I decided not to fight for the custody because I had to get myself well again. For the first time in my life, I listened to my father, and he said to me, your daughter will always be your daughter. The most important thing you have to do is you have to get yourself well. And AA is where you're going to do, you know, where this miracle is going to happen. He was right. So when I did my fourth step and then did my fifth step, I finally felt I had joined the human race. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. خب من بچه‌ام از من گرفته شده بود. من سر از زندان در آوردم. به دادگاه رفتم و کلی مسائل دیگه داشتم. و من باز هم هرچی اینا پیش میاد من دونه به دونه شون رو مقصر رو بقیه میرسم و انتقاد میکردم از دیگران و مدام در واقع اونا رو سرزنش میکردم. و قدم چهار به من نشون داد که اینطوری نیستش که تقصیر دیگر میشه. قطع کردم، بریدم این قسمت سرزنش دیگران در مورد سرنوشت خودم رو. اوکی؟
Okay, so okay. I did. Sorry, shall I carry on?
I'm okay.
I can hear you. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Good. So I did. I wrote out the step four. It was a mind blowing job. In the sense that I saw for the first time in my life this word responsibility. I had to take responsibility for my action, for my behavior. I realized that it was no one else's fault, but the way I behaved, the way I thought about things. The final thing was I felt that things that happened to me, you know, they had actually happened to me. I didn't have a part to play in it. How can that be? I mean, you can't go through life playing a victim all the time. You know, you have to make a stand for yourself sometimes, and you have to take responsibility. And both the steps, four and five, talking through with the sponsor, really helped me to see that particular point about responsibility. Over to you.
اوکی. خب میگن که من یاد گرفتم تو قدم چهار که باید بپذیرم مسئولیت کارام با منه، با کسی دیگه نیستش. قرار نیستش که دیگران مسئولیت کارهای منو به عهده بگیرن. اینی که من در نقش یک قربانی فکر کنم که من یک موجود ناتوان و قربانی بودم که هر کس بلای خاطر سر من آورده، این طوری نبوده. من باید یک در واقع یک جایگاه برای خودم پیدا میکردم که مسئولیت اون جایگاه رو بپذیرم. اینی که من بخوام همیشه دیگران مسئول بدونم، نمیتونم برم سراغ فکرها و کارهام. من رفتم سراغ راهنما، به من کمک کرد تا برم سراغ فکرهام، افکارم و کارهام که بتونم از روی افکارم کارهام ببینم که چرا سرنوشت من این شکلی شده. خب حالا مسئولیتشو بپذیرم تا بتونم براش کاری بکنم. اوکی؟
Thank you. So as I started to you know, join the human race, basically as I said earlier, I had joined a group. I became involved in service. I became a GSR for my group. I became the a public information officer for my intergroup. So whilst all this was going on, I was also into service. And I think that the three legacies of AA, which is recovery, has to come first. I think without recovery, I can't have unity or I can't have service. So I was doing, and I was seeing the unity in the service, and the recovery was happening all along, you know. So I suppose what I'm trying to say is doing the steps by themselves, just in theory, wasn't enough. I had to live the steps, and AA showed me how to live these steps by getting involved in the middle of the boat, as they say. Thank you.
اوکی. میگن که من وقتی که حالا دیگه تو انجمن کم کم جا گرفتم و در واقع جا پیدا کردم، شروع کردم به خدمات انجام دادن، خدمات GSR، نماینده بودن، خزانه دار بودن و خدمات مختلف. یاد گرفتم که برای بهبودی خودم باید سرویس به انجمن بدم تا خدمات بکنم و تا بتونم اتحاد انجمنم رو حفظ بکنم و توش ریکاوری داشته باشم و توش بهبودی داشته باشم. متوجه شدم که قدم ها رو اصلا حتی به تنهایی کار کردنم کافی نیست برای من. من باید قدم ها رو بیارم تو زندگیم و با قدم ها زندگی بکنم و بدون خدمت نمیتونستم در واقع درگیر این قدم ها و درگیر این نوع از زندگی بشم. اوکی؟
Okay, thank you. So it is AA is a program of action, as you all know, and I realized that the examples that other people had set me was about do first, think later, rather than think first and then maybe think about doing something, you know, it's the other way around, which I really liked. And of course, during this time, I decided I must go back to the profession I was trained to do. So I did that. I got myself a loan. I went back to school. I did my completed what I needed to complete. And got myself a job that, as I said, I was trained to do, and became fully self-supporting, and all this, because as a direct result of doing steps 4 and 5, and I must just say at the back of this that by interacting with people in AA and also out at work. With my neighbors, shopkeepers, friends, and so on, all my defects of character. You know, I had to start looking at step 6 and 7, and understand something about humility. So it's an active living program, I suppose, is the message that I wish to carry to this meeting tonight. It is a living program, not a thinking program. Thank you.
میگن که برنامه عمل کردیه، یک برنامه فکری فرق نیستش، یه برنامه ای که بر مبنای عمل کرده. اینی که میگن انجام بده بعدن فکر کن، یا این که به عاقبت کارت فکر بکن، بعد باید قدم برمی‌داشتم. یعنی من بعد از اینکه حالا وارد انجام شدم، به جای اینکه بیشتر همش فکر کنم تو مغز خودم باشم، باید قدم‌هایی رو برمی‌داشتم. خب برگشتم به تحصیلم، تحصیلم رو رها کردم، برگشتم به تحصیلم، به لحاظ مالی مستقل شدم، شغل پیدا کردم و تمام اینا مستقیماً دایرکتلی بر میگرده به قدم انجام دادن قدم 4 و 5 من. بعد خب حالا بعد از اینکه حالا اتفاق افتاده و من دوباره، یعنی در واقع بهتر شدم و وارد جامعه شدم با کاری که نصر ول کرده بودم، خب حالا باید با آدما در تماس بودم، با آدمای سر کارم، با آدمای تو مغازه، با کسانی که در همسایگی من بودن. پس من بعد با اونها شروع کردم در واقع بدون نواقصم رفتار کردن و کار کردن. باید پس به نواقصم یک نگاهی می کردم و برای اونها باید قدمی برداشتم. یعنی قدم 6 و 7 هم الان مورد نیازم شد. من الان با توجه به قدم 6 و 7 هم می تونستم با این اجتماع، با این گروه که نزدیکم بودن یا در اجتماع بودن، حالا رفتار می کردم و ارتباط برقرار می کردم. اوکی؟
Yes, thank you. So I learned something. I think step 6 and 7 are all about humility and getting right size. You know, I realized that I was not a special person. I was at a meeting today, and I heard somebody say this very is wonderful. wonderful saying, statement about humility, which is that humility is not thinking less of me, but thinking of me less. And so that's first number one. And number two was that the humility is about, yeah, it's about giving me the understanding that I can afford to be myself. You know, I am myself. I don't need to be like anyone else. So I feel that step 6 and 7, and also 8 and 9, which is about making amends, you know, coming back to society, making amends, putting things right with relationships that have gone wrong with my ex-husband, for example, you know, things like that. They all make me feel that I'm okay. I'm a worthy individual. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not rubbish. I have a voice, and I can do things that AA has taught me to do. Really, it's about, you know, making that link with the higher power. I think that is what happened to me. Somehow, I was kind of propelled into another dimension. You know, there's a story about that in the big book, isn't there? The fourth dimension. Anyway, I'll stop there because you have to translate. So otherwise, I could carry on. Sorry, Megan.
Thank you.
ابزار فروتنی داشتم. من احتیاج به علام فروتنی داشتم. فروتنی برای من حالا چی بود؟ این نبودش که من اینو من متوجه می شدم که اولا من یه شخص خیلی خاص و به خصوصی نیستم. ولی فروتنی برای من این معنی هم نداشت که حالا من کمتر از بقیه هم، بقیه خیلی بهترم، من خیلی بدم، اینطور نیستم. توی یه جلسه یه روز شنیدم که یه نفر گفت فروتنی کمتر فکر کردن به خود نیست، به خود کمتر فکر کردنه. و اینکه من برای خودم به هر حال قدم 6 و 7 تا وقتی که کار میکردم، حالا قدم 8 و 9 هم بعد بهش اضافه میکردم، شروع میکردم به جبران خسارت کردن و کارها رو سر جای خودش، خسارتها رو دوباره سر جای خودش قرار دادن. حالا منظوری که هرچی مثلا سر جاش حرف شده بیرون با خسارت، حالا دوباره سر جای خودش قرار دادم. از همسر سابقم بعد جبران خسارت میکردم، از ارتباطاتم، حالا از هر موضوعی که بهش خسارت دادم بعد جبران خسارت میکردم. بعد خب وقتی این کار رو کردم، دیدم نه، من اینقدرم آشغال نیستم و من حق انتخاب دارم و من اینقدرم آدم بدی نیستم و من میتونم یه کار رو یا انجام بدم با چسبیدن به نیروی برترم، با چسبیدن به نیروی برتر و چسبوندن اراده خودم به نیروی برتر. اوکی؟
Okay, thank you, Megan. That was a long thing for you to translate. I'm sorry, I'll try and keep it short, small things. Okay. So we're now on the amends making step, and of course, you know, we have to realize this all takes time. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, so to speak. You know, this is about giving myself time. You know, time is good. Cultivate patience. In the meantime, you know, do the next right thing. You know, I have to earn a living. So get up and do your job, and slowly, slowly, things work out. And I think that's been the story of my life, really, in AA. I've had to take time out. I mean, I've had to allow time to do the healing. I think when relationships go bad, went bad because of my drinking, I had to spend a lot of time making things right. And sometimes they don't come right, you know, and I just have to accept that, but that's life, and not everybody is in a position to accept my apologies, you know. I made the list, and then I tried to make the amends, and mostly it was good, and I felt, so we're now talking in terms of a day at a time, you know, practice, And so we're now on to step 10 here. Okay, I'll stop here.
Okay, great. I love your sharing. خب میگن که خب ما حالا تو قدم 8 و 9 که رسیدم متوجه شدم من نیاز زمان دارم، زمان میبره، من نمیتونم همین چه هول 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 بهش برسم بعد ناشکیبا باشم و فکر کنم الان همه چی باید یه شبه درست بشه. نه، من قدم ها رو کوچولو کوچولو کار کردم، بعد رفتم سر کار، به من گفتم برو کار کن، یعنی به عنوان شغل کار بکن، و یواش یواش قدم ها رو آوردم تو زندگی و شروع کردم به کار کردن قدم ها و تمرین و تمرین، و این هیلینگ و در واقع شفا در زندگی من کوچولو کوچولو شروع کرد به گسترش پیدا کردم. خب تو قدم 8 و 9 من همه باید اینو متوجه می شدم که همه کس شاید اصلا تو موقعیت ذهنی نباشه که عذرخواهی منو قبول بکنه، اما به هر حال من یه لیستی تهیه کردم و جبران کردم از اونا که بهش خسارت زدن و اکثرا هم قبول کردم. خب بعدش متوجه شدم، بعدش کم کم به من گفتن که تمرین کن و تمرین کن و تمرین کن قدم ها رو همیشه تو زندگی و که و قدم بعدی رو درست بردار، یعنی مدام تمرین کن قدم ها رو و قدم بعدی تو درست بردار. اوکی؟
Okay, so I'm at step 10 in my head whilst I'm talking to you, sharing, I mean, and the way I think about step 10 is that the rest of the program has given me a sort of a framework to live my day on a daily basis. Step 10 is about, you know, if I make a mistake, I have to admit that I've made a mistake. That's quickly as I possibly can. You know, no point dwelling on it, no point saying, oh no, it's not my fault, or somebody else, you know, no, Pragnia. If you've made a mistake, own up, take responsibility, say sorry, and, you know, and hope that the other person accepts your apology. So, you know, it's about taking personal inventory, and you know, sort of this idea that, you know, treat and talk and share with other people the way you would like to be treated yourself. You know, AA is a spiritual program. It is not an angry program. It is not a punishing program. It is a program that helps me to make mistakes. I mean, I make mistakes, but it helps me to do something about them. You know, it doesn't say, come on, Pragnia, don't be so absolutely ridiculous. How can you possibly make a mistake like that? You are rubbish. You're useless. No. It's a very loving, gentle program, I think. And I think this is why AA has worked for me and for so many people all around the world. So that's about step 10, really. Stop there. Thank you.
اوکی، تانک یو. خب حالا رسیدیم به قدم 10. قدم 10 مشق روزانه است برای من. به من مشق روزانه دادم برای اینکه ترازمو بگیرم و اگر جایی اشتباه کردم اونو اول اعتراف کنم، اول بعد برم به یکی بگم و بعد مسئولیت اون تقصیر رو بپذیرم. یعنی که نگم که نه این تقصیرم، اون یه کاری کرد که من حقش بوده. حالا چون شعارم چیه، من حقش بوده جواب شو دادم، یه کاری کردم، این کار اشتباه بوده و پراگنایا شما مسئولیت کارتو بپذیر و برو عذرخواهی کن و این تراز شخصی خودته. بعد این قسمتش خیلی قشنگ بود که میگن که برنامه ما برنامه مجازاتگر نیستش، برنامه انتقادگر نیستش که بگن که وای تو چطور تونستی همچین اشتباهی کنی. نه، اینطوری نیستش. میگه که خیلی خوب، حالا تو اشتباهی که کردی من حالا اکثرا تجربهش رو داریم و این که الان برای این اشتباه چی کار باید بکنی، برای این کاری که کردی باید یه راهکار عملی پیدا بکنیم و برنامه ما با شخصیت جانتیه و آدمها رو توهین بهشون نمی کنه، راهکار برای جبران اشتباهاتشون میده، برای درست کردن اصلاح اون اشتباهاتی که ممکنه بارها و بارها انجامش بدن، ولی با حفظ احترام و تشخص رفتار میکنه در مورد کسی که این اشتباه رو کرده و اومده اعتراف کرده. اوکی؟
اوکی، so thank you. So that brings me to step 11. of course, and this is the prayer and meditation step. And as a family, when we were very young children, we were taught how to meditate and so on, and say our prayers, but especially meditation. I lost all that. I lost all that when I started to drink. But AA has given me that aspect of my family inheritance back to me. So I am now fully involved with prayer and meditation, the way I learned as a child. And what that does for me is it really calms me down. It calms my emotions down, you know, because I said earlier, didn't I, right at the beginning, that as an alcoholic, I'm just emotionally just too much. You know, it's just too much. So I have to find a way of calming my mind, and it gives me some sort of a balance. And of course, the higher power, or God is my of my understanding, is for me anyway, is the collective wisdom in AA. It's everything that everybody speaks about, shares about, the people, what they think, how they behave, so on, my service, the literature, the meetings I attend. This is all in what I, you know, what I have found in AA, and actually I just use that really. I don't worry about anything else. And my meditation is very simple, just breathing in, breathing out. Come on, Pragya, it's going to be all right. Nothing's, you know, you're not going to die of anything. You're not drinking. It's fine. You're going to be okay. Just remember to breathe in and breathe out. And that's really my very, very simple meditation. This is what we were taught as when I was very young. And I've gone back to that, really. Thank you. That's it.
خب حالا رسیدیم به قدم 11 که من از بچگی با دعا و دعا کردن برای پروردگار آشنا بودم از طریق خانوادم و دعا و مراقبه برای من قرار بودش که اینطوری باشه که من یه کمی آرامش بگیرم و از اون ذهن شلوغم در بیام و آروم بشم تا بتونم پیام خداوند رو و در واقع اراده خداوند رو به جونم جذب کنم و بگیرم و اینی که من مدیتیشن مراقبه من بسیار آسونه. اولا که من با دعاها ساده است. من با دعاها و مراقبه خانوادم رو دوباره تونستم پس بگیرم، همونجوری که گفته بودن اشاره کردم بچهشون رو ازشون گرفته بودن و به هر حال مشکلات خانوادگی برشون پیش اومده بود. بعد میگن که من تونستم با دعاها دوباره این خانوادم رو برگردون خداوند به من. و دعای من خیلی صبح‌ها خیلی آسونه. من فقط به دم و بازدم هم توجه میکنم و به خودم میگم که چیزی نیست، نگران نباش، همه چی اوکیه و همه چی درست میشه و قرار نیست چیزی بمیری، نترس. و اینا چیزایی که من موقعی مراقبه به خودم میگم و خیلی آسون و ساده کمک میخوام و راهنمایی میخوام از خداوند و ذهنم آروم میشه. اوکی؟
Okay, thank you, Megan. So I'm coming to the end of my share. I have about eight, nine minutes to go. So I just wanted to say a final, most important thing that I've learned in AA is this idea of the Serenity Prayer, our prayer that AA has adopted, which is this idea that, you know, please, you know, help me. To grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I think what's happened to me is that as I've got older in AA, you know, I have grown up in AA. I was in my early 30s when I came to AA. I am now 70. So I feel like a very old person. I feel I have grown up in AA, which is great, which is lovely, brilliant. You know, I love that. And AA is a program of living, really. It's a design for living. So the Serenity Prayer has given me I don't know. It's made me grow up. I've become more mature, you know. I've become less emotional, more mature, more thoughtful, and hopefully a little bit more humble, and a little bit more wise, you know. So that's what AA has done for me. And I think that, to me, is definitely a spiritual awakening, which is really step 12. So that's it, as far as I'm concerned, Megan. I've sort of completed my share.
Okay, just wait. Okay. خب اینکه جمله قبلیش بودن که توی هم دعا مراقبه اینه که نیروی برتر خودش رو توی جز برنامه به من نشون میده، یعنی توی مشارکت کردن بچه ها، توی خدماتی که من میکنم، توی خدماتی که بچه ها ارائه میدن، اینا تو جز خدمات انجمن خودش رو نیروی برتر، من میتونم نیروی برتر رو ببینم و بهش بچستم. خب ایمان جمله قبلی بودش. بعد میگه که خب حالا ما رسیدیم به قدم آخر 12 و دعای آرامش که یک معجزه عجیبیه. خداوند آرامشی عطا فرما تا بپذیرم آن چرا که نمیتوانم تغییرم، شامتی تا تغییرم آن چرا که میتوانم، و بینشی که تفاوت اینجا را بدانم. این دعا به من رشد داد. این دعا باعث شد من الان بیش از 70 سال داشته باشم که این نشون دهنده رشد بیشتر روح من نسبت به جسم منه. و این برنامه طراحی شده برای یک زندگی، این برنامه در واقع دیزاین شده برای زندگی، و اینی که من رشد کردم با همین دعای آرامش، و اینی که من بالغ شدم با این دعا و با قدم 12، و اینی که من عاقل‌تر شدم و فروتن‌تر شدم و در واقع بالغ‌تر شدم و رشد بیشتری کردم از هر جهت، از زوایای مختلف انسانی، و این یعنی بیداری روحانی که در قدم 12 داره میگه. اوکی
and finally I would just love to end.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah. Can I just say one
Anda?
Thing and then hello.
Pragnaya, do you have my voice?
Yes, I can hear your voice. Yes. So I'll just say one thing. Yes. Should I stop now?
No, you have, I think, something like 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes.
What? Okay. Right. Okay, that's fine. Yes, so two things I just wanted to say. One was, this is a quotation, okay, which is it's just really, really good for me. And this is one of my meditation things that I think about. This is part of step 11. And it says, that acceptance does not mean submission to a degrading situation. It means accepting the fact of the situation and then deciding what I will do about it. And I think that, for me, sums up the serenity prayer. You know, it's kind of take time. Pause before you act, you know, think about, you know, what consequences of one particular action might be, if I do something, and then think it through, etc. So these are all gems in AA that I have learned. Thank you.
خانم ارمغان،
ارمغان فکر میکنم خانم ارمغان قرض شدن
داخل خارج شدن از جلسه پس یه چند لحظه صبر میکنم تا دوباره بیان بله اومدن میکروفونشون رو هم باز کنم خانم ارمغان میکروفون شما بازه
حالا صدای من هست بچه ها؟
بله بله صدایتون هست بفرمایید
چقدر دیگه وقت دارن الهام جان؟
حدود 10 دقیقه دیگه وقت دارن دیگه وقت دارن
Pragnaya dear, sorry, I don't know what happened to my net internet. I'm so sorry. Do you have my voice and picture?
I can't see you. All I can see is Reza, and I can see Elham. Oh, there you are.
Okay.
I can see you now.
I didn't hear anything, so would you please repeat the last sentence you said?
Okay. Of course, yes. So what I have learned, amongst many things I have learned, is this important thing about acceptance. You know, I don't have to accept something just because they say I have to accept something, you know. And I don't think acceptance means submission to a degrading situation. This is what I've just heard and learned from somewhere and just made a note. So acceptance does not mean submission to a situation I don't like. It means accepting what the situation is, you know, the fact of the situation, accepting that, and then deciding what I'm going to do about it. Am I going to accept the fact of the situation, or am I going to change the situation? Do I have the courage to do the change? And do I have the vision? And that. Thank you.
راجع به قدم 12 و دعای آرامش که چرخوندنش به قدم 12 دارم میگم اینی که میگه
ارمغان جان صداتون ضعیفه عزیزم
پس من دوربینم خاموش کنم که صدام بهتر بشه الان خوبه؟
بله بله بفرمایید ادامه بدید
من دوربینم خاموش کردم اوکی میگن که خب من در مورد پذیرش فکر میکردم پذیرش یعنی تحمل کردن هر چیزی که پیش میاد خب قرار نبودش که من هر چیزی که پیش میاد اجباراً و با در واقع هر چیز دردناک رو اجباراً تحمل بکنم من قرار بود پذیرش این شکلی برای من جا افتاد و متوجه شدم توی ای ای من قرار بود اون موقعیت رو بپذیرم نه اینکه هر بلایی که اون موقعیت سر من بیاره خب الان یه عقلی میخواستم و یک در واقع بینشی میخواستم که تشخیص بدم که من با اون موقعیت قراره چیکار بکنم قراره بپذیرمش و قبولش کنم یا قبولش نکنم پس پذیرش قرار نبود به من اجبار تحمل بده قرار به من بینشی بده که من حالا با اون موقعیت رو میپذیرم اینی که من باهاش چیکار بکنم اون وقت شهامتیه که قرار بوده که من بدونم که باهاش چی کار باید بکنم I love that, okay?
Okay, thank you Okay, thank you Right, so I just am going to come by saying that I just feel so immensely grateful to all of you for being here tonight. It's very, very late for you there in Tehran. It's relatively early for us here in the UK. It's about 7:08 here. And I think that you have shown me a wonderful of spirituality, you know, coming to me, you know. And that's what I'm talking about, making that contact, making a conscious contact with my higher power. And right now, that higher power is in this room, in my little study, and I'm with you, all 99 people at the moment, in the room. So I'd just like to say thank you very, very much indeed, and I hope that whatever I've said has made a little bit of sense to you, and that you take something from it, you know. And And it certainly has been a great honor for me. Thank you.
I really appreciate myself. I really love your sharing, and I'm sure others they love your sharing also. They enjoyed it. Thank you. میگن که خب من خیلی خیلی متشکرم از اینکه شما منو دعوت کردین به این برنامه، چون احساس یک روحانیتی بین ما هست و من تک تکتون رو واقعا حس میکنم که دوست دارم. شما براتون دیر وقته و چقدر دارین در واقع قشنگ خدمت میکنین. ما اینجا نزدیک ساعت 7 هستیم توی انگلیس و این ارتباط بین ما یک ارتباط روحانیه و حس نزدیکی روحی من با شما میکنم و ازتون خیلی هم متشکر هستم که منو دعوت کردین. And that's it. Okay, Pragna, anything else? I really appreciate. Thank you so much. And God bless you if you have anything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye. Take care. Have a nice night.
Bye. You too. Thank you. Bye, everyone. Bye.
من خدا کردن و تمام. منم شب شما.